sure should have fallen in love with old Cape Cod.
Nothing gets you going in the morning like a good cup of joe and a little Howie Carr, right?
Hey, paperboy. We love Howie Carr, right?
I was referred to today as 1970s Boston.
It comes from the tabloid talk show stuff in Boston, and it was concocted there.
Live from the Mid-Cape Command, it's Howie Carr.
You're sure to fall in love with old Cape Cod.
This is the Howie Carr Show, and I am broadcasting from the Mid-Cape Command, and happy to be here. The inflation rate is cool, and the weather is hot today, and it's just perfect weather. 844-500-4242. I want to play a couple more cuts here from the controversy du jour, the Trump's walls are closing in de jure, and now this is terribly unpopular, federalizing the police in D.C. I don't think so. Have you heard anyone complaining about it today on the show? And a lot of people have had experience in D.C. on visiting, on the police force, living there, and they all seem to agree that things are out of control. 844-500-4242. This is Jeanine Pirro. Some of these stats we've already read, but she had a press conference today about this, and she's been dealing with Tamara Jackham, who is the mother of Eric Jackham, the UMass student who was murdered in cold blood last month. He was an intern for a Republican congressman, just gunned down on the street for no reason, shot multiple times. And this is what's going on. And they're up to 100 homicides already in the city of Washington, the District of Columbia. And it's only it's still early August. Cut 23, U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro.
2 years ago, we were the fourth highest in the United States. I don't need any more statistics. All I need are people to recognize that these were vibrant human beings cut down because of illegal guns. I guarantee you that every one of these shootings was with an illegal gun, all right? And I guarantee you that every one of these individuals was shot and killed by someone who felt that they were never going to be caught. And I want to send a message.
They felt that correctly, Jeanine.
That we are going to change the laws. That if you're 14, 15, 16, 17, we're going to bring you into the justice system. No more of this D.C., council. If they're under 16 or if they're under 19 or if they're under 25, we'll give them probation. No more. I'm done with that.
So how come they could be tried as a juvenile at the age of 25? How come they don't need to get their own health insurance till they're 26? But they want them to vote at 16. I don't get it. So she's talking about that. Now, this is what she said about the crime statistics going down. And again, the words of Mark Twain, there are lies, damn lies, and statistics. That's what it comes down to. And there's a fourth category, crime statistics. Cut 27.
It's never enough. This changed. It's never enough. You tell these families crime has dropped. You tell the mother of the intern who was shot going out for McDonald's near the Washington Convention Center.
That's Eric.
Crime is down. You tell the kid who was just beat the hell and back with a severe concussion and a broken nose.
That's big
crime
balls.
Crime is down. No, that falls on deaf ears. And my ears are deaf to that. And that's why I fight the fight.
Amen. So they have the police chief, and she looks like all the police chiefs in all the female police chiefs in all the cities, in all the states. And she used to be the head of DEI. What could possibly go wrong? The head of DEI becomes the police chief. So she was asked about the chain of command. Listen to this. Cut 11.
That's what the chain of command is now?
What does that mean?
Well, is it Pam Bondi speaking to the mayor, speaking to you, or how does this work?
So the executive order is clear.
She didn't know what the chain of command was. The chain of fools. Bowser, the mayor, had to step in and prevent her from making even more of a fool out of herself. How unbelievable is that? Again, like I said earlier, the guy who became, I think his name was Phil Graham, he became the publisher of the Washington Post for many years until it was, you know, went bankrupt and it was sold to Jeff Bezos. When he came back from Vietnam, he felt like he had to go on the police department to learn how the city operated. And you know, he was a guy that was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And now you have a police chief who I'm sure thinks that she's a victim of, systemic racism and disparate treatment for generations. I mean, she doesn't even know what the chain of command is, and she's running the police department. This situation, it's lucky Trump was elected. We're still going to be lucky to pull out of this tailspin that the Democrats have put us into. 844-500-4242. This is some guy named Eddie Glaude, or Glaude. I don't know who he is. He's from MSNBC, and he just had a meltdown over Trump's decision. And he was talking about how great things were in, I believe he mentioned, the cities of Baltimore and Chicago. So this guy's out of control. Listen, and again, think about it. The reason the Democrats are doing so poorly is they're in this state of perpetual rage. Whatever the issue, the outrage du jour is, they never let up. They only have one speed, and no normal person wants to live like this. Everybody's got to take a break, have a little fun, go for a walk, throw a ball with your kid or the dog, you know, go fishing. But these people don't do any of that stuff. Cut 8.
Chris, to be honest with you, I'm trying to hold my temper. I think there's an ongoing argument that he's having in his head with Black Lives Matter. There's an ongoing argument that he's having with the questions around criminal justice reform and police reform. It's interesting that he really doesn't really care about what's actually happening in D.C. On a certain level, because he's not trying to get at the underlying root causes. He's not looking at examples of how to address rising crime rates that doesn't require a form of policing that leads to increased incarcerality and the like. Let's look at what's going on in Baltimore. Let's look at what's happening actually in places like Baltimore and Chicago, right?
Oh, so yeah.
Part of what we have to do is to understand. And Oakland, we have to understand this, Chris, within the context of Donald Trump's racial politics and within the context of
it's
his effort
Donald
to get
Trump's
Epstein
fault.
Off the front pages. I understand David's point. But when we try to treat this as a rational response, then we lose sight of the actual politics that's being played here. And he's actually trying to give his base red meat to get them off of the Epstein story. And it's on the backs of citizens in Washington, D.C. He's going to undermine the democratic process in the district.
Nobody cares about Epstein. They tried to get the documents released. The Trump administration went into court in Manhattan. And an Obama judge said he wasn't going to release the files, the sealed grand jury testimony. It's, by the way, it's customary not to release grand jury testimony. And the Obama judge, for once, went along with the law. And now the Democrats are backed into another corner. Their judge refused to release the documents. Gee, who do you think's happier about that? Donald Trump or Bill Clinton? Donald Trump or Bill Gates? Donald Trump or Larry Summers? Who do you think's the happiest about that? 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls on this. I want to talk about gerrymandering, too. There's a lot of stuff still to get to here. But don't you just love it when one of your old favorites comes back better than ever? A sequel, a remix, a remax, a remake? You know, for instance, Mass Corruption Volume 1, it's going to be a good book, but wait till next year's sequel, Volume 2. It's going to be even better. The Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars movies, you may like those, going further back, the Godfather movies. It's always great to have a sequel. Well, this summer, guess who's back and better than ever? Raycon's fan favorite, Everyday Earbuds Classic, now packing active noise cancellation. Who's ready for the return of their favorite Everyday Earbuds? They are the perfect way to tune out all the news around you and noise around you and tune in to something great. The latest version of Raycon's Everyday Earbuds Classic now features active noise cancellation, the one thing they were missing. Pair that with 8 hours of playtime and a 32-hour battery, your Raycons will never leave your ears. I'm always wearing mine, especially when I'm out walking early in the morning or at dusk. And soon Roscoe will be back with me, and I'll be walking him all the time. I love to have my earbuds in when I'm taking him for a spin. Their audio quality rivals all the big audio brands you know and love at half the price. Don't believe me? Check out their tens of thousands of five-star reviews. This is just a great, great product, Raycons. You may have a pair of earbuds, but once you get these Raycon Everyday Earbuds, you're going to say that you should have gotten them years earlier. And again, they cost half the price. Check out the product details to see just how great they are. And Icon returns. Get yours today with free shipping on every pair of Raycon earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie to get 20% off the fan favorite Everyday Earbuds Classic. Right now, Raycon is offering 20% off their Everyday Earbuds Classic. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on X.
I've got to post a link with witty comment.
At Howie Carr Show. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Perfect Smiles. I had my first appointment at Perfect Smiles, and it was a good thing I scheduled it early this spring because I needed a filling replaced. Bacteria from a compromised filling can also irritate the surrounding gums, potentially contributing to gingivitis or periodontal disease. Dr. Houghton was able to take me right away, and he is the best. This is why I only go to Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It is so worth the trip. While visiting, I met three listeners. They came from Maine, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Perfect Smiles, in other words, is worth the trip, well worth the trip. Visit them today at perfectsmiles.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at howiecarshow.com, is will High Sheriff Steve Tompkins resign now that he's been indicted on federal extortion charges?
You know what I think?
No or unsure.
You know what I think he's worried about, Jared? I think he's worried about potential incarcerality. I never heard that word before. Can I hear that word
again?
He's
not looking at examples of how to address rising crime rates that doesn't require a form of policing that leads to increased incarcerality and the like.
And the like.
Is incarcerality anything like incarceration? That's the more traditional word in the English language, more Anglo-Saxonism, locked up. What are the results of the poll question?
Holding at 77% who say no, High Sheriff Steve Tompkins will not resign. 16% believe he will, and 7% are unsure.
And just to repeat, The former corrupt state cop, Calvin Butner, got 3 months incarcerality today at the federal courthouse. Incarcerality. And how about he says, talks about root causes? You know, that's another one of those jive phrases, root causes. Someone says Kamala is still at the border looking for root causes. The judges are the root causes, says someone else. It's just hard to get rid of these judges. Just so difficult, you know, whether it's state or at the federal level. And they're so bad, the judges. If only there were good people, successful lawyers, people who believed in the Constitution, who wanted to be judges. But it's just the worst of the worst.
Increase incarcerality.
Incarcerality. 844-500-4242.
I remember there was another woman a couple of years ago. She used the term caucasity. She created that term to refer to white people. So maybe incarcerality is like caucasity.
Incarcerality. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hi, Howie. There, Pete? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, Eddie Glaude, he's a contributor to MSNBC. He's also, I don't know if he still is, but he was a former Princeton professor at Princeton, which explains a lot of it. And he's also a
Where our attorney general went to college, Andrea Campbell. She went to Princeton University. It's changed a lot since the days of F. Scott Fitzgerald, apparently, in the eating clubs, Pete, you know?
Yeah, and the other thing, Howie, is if you want to figure out D.C., D.C.'s always had a run of bad mayors. If you remember Marion Barry, he was busted for coke possession and distributing.
In his famous words, bitch set me up, Pete. Bitch set me up.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Howie. I don't suppose you still got the witness protection program.
I sure do. I have the voice changer. Once the voice changer goes on, you won't be able to recognize either my voice or your voice either. I don't know. There it is. It's a little rusty, but it's in play now. You can speak. You could speak with total immunity from prosecution, Chris, as long as you tell the truth. Go ahead.
Because some of the guys back in the hood might recognize my voice. Anyway, I was a former total punk from an inner city project. I'm not going to say where. It's famous. But all these kids that are underage, in my experience, we all knew the law, and we calculated the laws we were going to break based on how much time we would have spent in jail for it. And three of my older brothers were in prison and in and out of prisons most of their life. And I'm speaking from absolute experience. When you pull a 14-year-old kid off the street that's carrying a gun, he might not be able to read or write, but he knows the law better than the lawyers do and better than the cops. Make no mistake about it. We all knew, I knew guys that would carry firearms, but they wouldn't carry a sawed-off shotgun because of harsh penalties for that. Or they'd rob a convenience store or mug somebody, but they wouldn't rob a bank because of the harsh penalties that go along with that.
Federal,
I'm saying
right.
Harsh penalties do work. They do work. I speak from experience, seeing it firsthand. Luckily, I grew up and I turned out normal, or as normal as I can be. But I know a lot of guys that are still there, and I'm telling you right now, they know the law, and they break the law. With the most, they're thinking in line of what's the minimum I'm going to do for what I'm doing.
Right. I have this terrible feeling that Eric Jackham was killed by someone who's underage, and they're going to get away with it. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope if I'm right, Jeanine Pirro can do something about it. But I have my doubts, and I think they're getting away with murder, literally. Thanks for the call, Chris. We'll take more calls when we come back. I'm Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 42 Limerick guy says they should rename gerrymandering to Jerry Nadlering because of how it spreads district all over the place, just like Nadler's flab.
I
think those Republican districts in Illinois are they're a lot flabbier than even Jerry Nadler. Boy, but you know, you talk about, I was looking at that picture of him. He's endorsed Mandami. I don't know. He's Jewish, and he endorsed a guy who hates Jews, like Ruth Messenger. He ran for mayor as a Democrat back in the late 90s. I think she got beat by Giuliani. You know, she's Jewish, and Mamdani hates Jews. He hates Americans. He hates capitalists. And she's all of the above. So is Nadler. I don't know if Nadler's a capitalist. But, you know, they're endorsing this guy because they're Democrats, and they just got to fall in with the party. The party. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie, I appreciate you spending this much time on the out of control crime in the country. It's nationwide. But I think it's important to understand why Democrats are protecting criminals. Back in the 60s, we had what we called the bleeding heart liberal judges.
Yes.
They pretended to be compassionate. They said rehabilitation would work. There are a lot of useful idiots that believed it would. But at the top, there were some George Soros types that had an agenda. And that agenda stems from an old communist maxim, order out of chaos. They create the order and or the chaos, and then they bring in the order. And this is just part of a one piece in a big puzzle of what's going on in this country.
No, I agree. There was a Florida Democrat, a Democrat congressman from Florida in the 60s who read in to the Congressional Record a book or a pamphlet saying these are what the Russians or the communists want to do to the United States of America. And at the time, I guess, I don't recall it. I was a kid. But everybody thought this guy was crazy and it was just conspiracy theories or whatever. And if you look back now at what he read into the Congressional Record, it's most of it has come to pass. And they've certainly attempted to do almost everything he said was being done. I've got to look. I've talked about it, and I think I've even tweeted it out before. But I got to try to find that again. If someone can remember the name of the guy, so I can run it down and maybe put it out on the on social media. But you're right. I mean, this is the plan, you know, because people talk about what is it, Cloward Plevin, that these were some people from Columbia University, and they talked about the same thing, overloading the system. You just overload it until it finally breaks down, like what's going to happen when Mamdani becomes mayor, if God forbid that happens. And it's going to drive everybody out, and the people that will remain will be dependent, will be criminal, and that will enable them, the communist, because he's a Democrat Socialist of America. Did you see the Democrat Socialists of America, by the way, had their big convention last weekend? They want to abolish the family. They want to isn't that one of the big problems in D.C. is that the family has basically been abolished in large part in these neighborhoods? There aren't any fathers around, and that's what they want. They want to destroy it. They want to destroy everything. 844-500-4242. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
Thanks for taking the call. Hey, before I get to my point, I just got to say really quick. When I heard that guy say incarcerality, I said to myself, that's a keeper. That's going to be part of the Howie Carr lexicon for years to come.
Increase incarcerality?
You know what we need? We need more. We need to increase the incarcerality, don't we? I mean, there are Calvin Butner. I'm just looking at his picture now, leaving the courthouse. He needed more incarcerality than a mere 3 months.
I think the only person that's doing good these days when it comes to odd incarcerality is Ghislaine Maxwell. He seems to have been drastically improved. But listen, Howie, I love you, man, right? But I can't let what you said slide about Trump tried to release the Epstein files with that phony baloney petition to get the grand jury testimony. You know as well as I do there's a lot more out there that he could put out anytime he wants. And as far as who's happy, him or Bill Gates, I think they're all happy right now. I really do. I'm sorry to say, because I voted for the guy, but I got some serious doubts the way he's behaving about what his involvement is.
Brian, I'm gonna ask you the same question I've been asking. Everybody's been asking the same question. If they had anything on him, they had 4 years. 4 years when they could have dug it up at any time and released it at any time. Do you think they would have had to indict him on all those phony baloney charges and go into Mar-a-Lago with shoot to kill orders if they had anything that they could use against him?
Can I tell you what I think honestly about it? I think he probably, as far as Trump goes, I think the reason they didn't is because I think Bill Clinton is deep in this stuff. For years, but I think with Trump, it's probably just stuff that he sees as very embarrassing, and a lot of other people would probably say, whatever.
But Brian, the E. Jean Carroll, they made up the story about how he sexually assaulted her. She couldn't even keep the story straight. It was out of some crappy TV show that she invented it. She couldn't even remember the store, let alone the year when it happened. And this leftist named Reid Hoffman, this multimillionaire, if not a billionaire, backed it all up. And then they went into some corrupt New York court, and they prosecuted this charge. If they had anything on him, they wouldn't have needed to go to all this rigmarole over E. Jean Carroll or the phony phone call in Georgia or the phony Ukraine phone call. They don't have anything on him. I mean, they don't have any. I mean, you know, they have him maybe that, you know, he did the same stuff every guy does, but they don't have him for going with 14-year-old girls, and they would have done this, Brian. Come on. Thanks for the call. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I read somewhere that ironically the Ukrainians and the Russian advance teams thought it was too dangerous to go to D.C., so they said they're doing it by phone.
Yeah, you know.
Low carjacking rates where they're going.
Yeah. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. I want to talk about this, Jerry. There's a great story in Breitbart. They went down the list of states, you know, about how the Democrats have gerrymandered all these places. And, you know, I don't think Massachusetts is a real good example because I can't think of how you could gerrymander a district to make it, Republican winnable. I'm not sure, but the fact is that Mara Healey was threatening retaliatory measures, you know, because of Texas. I mean, what is she going to do? What more can you do? It's not like, you know, she could. What is she going to dig up a dead body and, whip it or something? It's crazy. But anyway, let's look at the other states that they're talking about here. Connecticut. Trump won just under 42% of the vote. 42%. Do you know what percentage the Republicans have of the congressional seats? Zero. Zero. Remember Chris Shays? He was kind of a weird guy, but he was down in, I think, Fairfield County. He may have been the last Republican. Oh, there was a black guy too who was a Republican congressman for a while. They got rid of him though. New Mexico, Trump won just under 46% of the vote. Republicans have none of the three congressional seats. Zero. Is that gerrymandering? California. Trump got 38% of the vote. Republicans have 9 out of 52 congressional seats, a paltry 17%. 17% when Trump got 38% of the vote. And now Gavin, Mr. Brill Cream, a little dabble do you, Newsom, says they're gonna gerrymander more. I don't think so. Trump, New York, 43% of the vote. Republicans have 7 out of 26 seats, less than 26% of the congressional delegation in New York State. Illinois, this is Pritzker's state, the fat billionaire. Trump got 44% of the vote in Illinois. Republicans have 3 out of 17 seats. 3 out of 17. And Pritzker's complaining about Texas. The Democrats with 58% of the congressional vote have 82% of the seats. Is that Nadler-mandering? Gerrymandering? Maryland. Trump has won 34% of the vote in the state. Republicans have 1 out of 8 congressional seats. 1 out of 8. I think it's in the western part of the state. And they're talking, the Democrats in Annapolis are talking about that, getting rid of that Republican seat, because they're angry. They're angry. New Jersey. Trump got 46% of the vote in the Garden State. Republicans hold 3 out of 12 seats. That's, do the math, 25%. 25% of the seats with 46% of the vote. Oregon. Trump got 41% of the vote in Oregon. Republicans have 1 out of 6 seats. 1 out of 6. And just to mention Massachusetts, Trump got 36% of the vote in Massachusetts. Republicans have 0% of the seats. The Republicans haven't won a seat in Congress in Massachusetts, the House, since 1994. They haven't won a Senate seat since Scott Brown in, what, 2010? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You try to do the right thing. Stay prepared. Look out for your family. But these days, it feels like you need permission just to protect your own health. That's why I like what All Family Pharmacy is doing. They're on your side, working hard to keep medications accessible and affordable, even while others try to make it harder. Well, here's some good news. They just cut prices by up to 25% on ivermectin and mebendazole. Two highly requested medications. They make it simple. You don't need insurance or a trip to the doctor. Just fill out a quick form online. A licensed doctor reviews it, writes the prescription, and they ship it straight to your door. They've got over 200 medications available, and they're doing everything they can to help Americans take their health into their own hands. So if you want a pharmacy you can rely on, this is it. Go to allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie and use code Howie10 to save an extra 10% on your ivermectin and mebendazole. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Howie with code Howie10. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return. Howie Carr is back.
.603 says, Officer Mark says, there's a tropical depression out in the ocean. What's the over-under on how long it will take to blame Trump? It's
everybody's always blaming me for everything.
844-500-4242, 860. Look at the Connecticut map. There's two C-shaped districts. Like all this, well, with the U-shaped district in Illinois, the town of Bristol is surrounded on 3.5 sides by another district. Ugh. Why isn't the Massachusetts GOP making the media rounds pointing out the gerrymandering here in Massachusetts? Now is the time to speak up, says J.D. Well, the point is, I don't think that it's... It may not be possible to create a Republican district in Massachusetts. I guess you could if you really wanted to do so. You need to take all around the Worcester County area, with the exception of the city of Worcester, all the way to the New Hampshire line, and then run it down into Plymouth County and northern Bristol. Plymouth County still has a Republican DA and a Republican sheriff and a goodly number of Republican state reps, and I don't know if they got any state senators or not. Oh, but northern Bristol would have they have Kelly Dooner, they have the mayor of Taunton, Sean O'Connell. So they I guess you could create a Republican district through Worcester and Plymouth and a little bit of Bristol counties. 844-500-4242. You know, they had two Republicans in Torkelson and Blute. They were elected in 92. It was kind of like the Newt Gingrich landslide that created a Republican majority in the House for the first time in 40 years. It started 2 years early in Massachusetts. They got two House seats. They're both scandal-scarred incumbents in the North Shore and Worcester were knocked out. And they only lasted, though, two terms, 92 and 94, and then Torkelson in the North Shore and Blute in Worcester were defeated by dreadful people. Dreadful people. I mean, look at the McGovern is still there in Worcester. I mean, he's terrible. He doesn't represent anybody in Worcester. He was an aide not early. I think he was an aide to Moakley, wasn't he? Or maybe he was. I don't know. He's never had a real job since his parents owned a liquor store. So I guess he worked at the package store when he was a kid. But that was about it. He's never had a job. He loves Castro. He loves Madero. He doesn't care about anybody. And then Tierney was in, and Tierney was the one. Tierney beat Torkelson, and Tierney was the guy who his wife's brothers were gangsters, and they put $7 million in his bank account. And he said, I didn't know I had the $7 million bucks. You know, you go to the ATM. You want to get out $200. You say, what do I got in the bank account? $7 million. Wow. What do I know? I don't care. He said he didn't know. He didn't know. And then he got knocked out. It's just they're all horrible. 844-500-4242. 508, Southeastern Mass could be configured into a red district. Yeah, but you'd need a lot of Worcester in there too, I think. But yeah, maybe you could do it. But the thing is, what are you going to do when you have you have 160 reps in the House, and there's 25, 26 Republicans? In the state Senate, there's 40, and you got 5 Republicans, and they control every constitutional office. And so how are you going to have an honest redistricting to get a Republican seat? You're not going to have it. It's just the way it is. 844-500-4242. I wish it were possible. You know, it's they used to have a Republican in Wellesley where I live, Peg Heckler. And they redistricted her out of existence when they lose it. Massachusetts is one of those states where they lose a seat every census. I think that when I was a kid, there were like, I don't know, 13 reps, U.S. reps. Now there's 9, I think, 9 or 10, 9, I think it is. They lose them all the time. So Heckler, they lost a seat in 80, and they redistricted her in Barney Frank, and they put Brookline and Newton in there, and she couldn't overcome it, and that was the end of her, and she was the last Republican until Blute and Torkelson got elected in 92, and they were only in for 2 terms. 844-500-4242. In 2001, Felon Finner and Deep Six, Carol Clevin, Chelmsford, gave the seat to 4 abutting Dems. Yeah, they chopped up the town of Chelmsford in 4 ways to knock out 1 Republican rep. I'm Howie Carr.